Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, it's Little Victories. 103.7 KISS FM, Buenos Dias, Ali and DZ. We like to start and end the show with Little Victories. And today, I actually got more than one for you, because let's be honest, you know, I hold it down. Ali's on vacation. So the little victory today, little victories, I should say, is one, we just that much closer to Turkey Day. And you know I don't play about Turkey Day, so let's just get that out the way, all right? But for real, some little victories, is that, I don't even know if I want to tell y'all this, but made it to work, no problems, even though my car was on E, and I'm talking about zero, 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 baby. I was about halfway through the drive when I looked down, and my blinker said, bing, 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 which means, you out of gas, you out of gas, into the reserve tank we go, and I said, oh, no. But I kept going, and I made it to work, y'all. We here, we active. I will take that little victory because I need to go get some gas, to be completely honest with you. And another little victory that I'd like to add in is that later on in the show, we might be joined by a special guest. Ooh, and not might. We will, we will. I just ain't going to tell you who yet. That's going to be your little victory later.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
That's right. It's a question of the day. You need a little inspiration? Don't you worry, we got you. Might be getting rough to get the day going. That's cool. Let's get going together. Today's question involves cars, but it's not the way you think. And I was telling y'all not that long ago about how I'd made it to work on E, and I was very thankful for it. And it got me thinking about how, man, it's good that I was in our newer car, because had I been in my wife and I's older car, I would have had to stop for gas. I wouldn't have felt so comfortable getting here. You know what I mean? And then I got to going, yeah, it's because it's high up there in mileage. And then I got to thinking, man, what if that high mileage was actually in our bank account? Dun, 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 dun. Ergo, the question of the day. If your car's mileage was your bank account, how much money would be in your savings? Now, I know everybody get awkward talking about money, but we're not talking about money. We're talking about your car's mileage. So my car's mileage is 234,000 miles. AKA, if our car's mileage was in our bank account, we would have $234,000 in savings. Now, I'm not saying I'm rich. I'm just saying I might be the richest. Because that car's mileage is up there, boy. Yes, we are currently driving a car with 234,000 miles on it. So that's the question, y'all. If your car's mileage was in your bank account, how many monies would you have? I'm honestly just going to go ahead and say, I think I'm top dog in here. You know what that means. I'm the richest, baby. I'm the biggest. Or are you richer? What's your car's mileage? That's the question of the day. 414-533-1037. Light, simple, easy. We could all have some fun with this. Everybody's got a car mileage on their car. And if you ain't the one driving, well, I don't know what to tell you. You can still call in. You just got to use the homie's mileage. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls, your text. I'm going to get to those voice notes, and we're going to talk to you next. If your car's mileage was your bank account, how much money would be in your savings? Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, the question of the day is pretty simple, y'all, and this is one we can all play along with, of course. I mean, as long as we're in the car driving, or as long as you know your mileage. Because the question of the day is, was, whatever you want to think about it as, if your car's mileage was in your bank account, how much money would you have in savings? I figured I'd be the richest. I got $234,000 in my savings account, baby. And so far, it's looking like it might be proven true. Because let me see some of the texts here. Got almost as much as you, 231. Ooh, you close. I mean, you compete in bank accounts or mileage accounts. Somebody else said 212. Okay, now we getting up there. 200. Why aren't you guys signing your name, man? Or else I couldn't shout you out like Daryl and Racine that said his Volkswagen Jetta got 146K on it. And to the person that said, what kind of car do you drive? I need to get me one. RAV4, baby. Everybody want to talk about what you think of RAV4 to push a RAV4 until you see a dude pushing a RAV4 with almost 250,000 miles on it and you ask what kind of car he drives. Yeah. Plus, I'm not a rapper, so I'll push a RAV4, baby. But it's the question of the day, and let's just get up into it, man, because I'm talking y'all ears off. Let's get to the lines, because first up, let's go to Jenny. Jenny calling out a Stalis and Dirty Stalis, like she said herself. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning. How are you?
Morning. And Dirty Stylish, like Allie calls it. I know she says she got in trouble for it, but we don't care. We call it Dirty Stylish either way.
That's okay. I live there. The Dirty Stylish.
You know, and if you live there, you get the respect to call it whatever you want. You feel me?
Exactly.
All right, Jenny, well, talk to me. How much money is in your bank account if your car's mileage was in your savings?
I have $192,875.
Ooh.
And that is on a 2008 Scion XB.
Okay, all right. Now, question. Have you been the only owner?
Yes.
Ooh, look at you putting every single one of them miles on it. That's your baby then.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to run it down.
That's right. Once you get up to that many miles, you're going to have to because there's no other choice.
Yes, exactly.
Jenny, well, we appreciate you. Go ahead. If only the savings were true, right?
Right. Oh, gosh, that'd be nice.
It'd be nice. Well, we're going to get there. Let's work on the mileage, too. Put a couple more on it today. We'll have a good one. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Dang, 190-something. All right. Now we up there. I got a few more texts coming in. Dang, oh, man. Somebody beat me. Joe, forget you, Joe. $252,000 miles on your 2002 Impala. Ooh, that Impala is trucking along. I ain't mad at you, Joe. I'm just playing. Somebody I might be mad at if they beat me, though, is one of our newest theme song holders. It's Audrey in Racine, a.k.a. Straight out Detroit. Morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
What's good, fam?
Oh, you are definitely going to be mad.
Oh, no. How much money you got in your bank account?
Let's just say it's enough to pay off my house and buy a new car.
Ooh, you don't even want to share the number.
It's 254.
254? What do you drive?
Okay, I'm telling you what. You get a Toyota, you get a Honda, you run those things down for life. I got a Toyota Corolla, 97.
90? You got a 97 Corolla?
Yep.
I know that. It's not even power windows yet. You still cranking that bad boy, ain't you?
Nope. Power windows, everything.
Oh, it's that was
the
first
year before I was born.
That was the first year. Whoa. Okay, so how did this car come into your possession? Because I know you couldn't have been the first owner, not when you was a baby.
No. So my dad ran a repossession company.
Mm.
And the guy passed away, so we went to go repo the car, and he got the car for $600.
Wow.
And it had only 60,000 miles on it.
Oh,
as
so
a 97.
It was low miles to be good. You've put a lot of those miles on it.
Yep.
You might as well have been the original owner, because I bet you that car was taken care of with only 60K on it. Wow.
Oh, yeah. The guy was like 80.
It was the Sunday driver. Say less. You know what, Audrey? Yep. Say less. I'm already knowing the story. Ooh, okay. Well, fine. Forget you then. Get off our line. Bye. Out here beating my bank account, 250. Have a good day. Bye. Yo, that is aggressive. I mean, I think currently she's basically winning right now, unless Grace and Racine can beat that. Grace, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now you heard Audrey. Audrey got $250,000 in her bank account. She's rolling in the dough and in the high mileage too. What about you? Where you at?
I'm not going to beat her. I have 216.
216? Okay, what do you drive? That's okay. What do you drive?
2009 BMW.
An 09 BMW. All right, now I'm not trying to get into too much of the logistics, but those fixes are not cheap. You out here putting some miles on it.
Yeah, I've had it since like high school, so I've put a little bit miles on it, but I'm not the first owner, so... It was already pretty high up there.
Okay, so that's your baby, though. I understand that. Okay,
yeah.
That's your
yeah.
baby, and you take care of your car like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I appreciate you sharing. Thanks for joining on the conversation. Have a good day, Grace.
You too.
Bye. Bye. Take care. Wow. All right, y'all got me beat. I thought I was the richest and the biggest, but I'm clearly not. Because a few more of these texts. Look, somebody said, my Camry has 266K on it than I sold it last year. At that rate, who'd you sell it to? Who got four more miles out of it before they had to let it go? Oh, I'll leave y'all with this. And maybe Toyota is the way to go. Somebody said, my mom's 98 Corolla had almost 300,000 miles on it. Wow. Okay, now this last text gotta be a lie. A 2000 Pontiac Grand Am with 324? 324? Show me that it wasn't a rebuilt engine. I'll wait.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I don't know about worse. I'm starting to wonder, because I've had pretty solid advice lately. Okay? If I do say so myself. Good morning, it's Ali and DZ. And it's time for What Would DZ Do? Someone wrote in and said, my friend wants me to do something uncomfortable. But what's that mean? So Veronica wrote in, says, hey, Ali and DZ, I've worked for this company for over 10 years and have made some great lifelong friends along the way. Now, I have a friend at work who I'd say I'm closer with than most. She has two children and is always broke. I feel like half the time I end up paying for breakfast or lunch, and a lot of the time she's asking me to borrow some money, usually $20, $40. The biggest amount I've ever lent her has been $200 to get her car fixed. Now, let me say, I'm not rich myself, but manage my money well. Plus, I don't have children, so what extra money I have, I can use to help. Because I was raised by a single mother, I feel this. I understand how hard it is. I get that. She says, the other day, she asked me to help her take out a small loan so that she could catch up on bills and necessities. There it is. She wants you to co-sign. Okay. All right. I basically don't even need to read the rest, but I will. Because she goes on to say, to explain, not that you need to, Veronica, says, to explain, I have excellent credit. I'm sure you do. Says, hers is poor. I bet it is. Says, so I will get approved. Oh, so it will get approved with me co-signing. Plus, she said we would put it in her bank account as the account, and that's what will pay it off, not mine. The thing is, if she's already struggling with money with two children, how will she afford to pay it off? Will it get to a point that she's going to tell me she's struggling and leave for me to deal with? She says she's got some gut feeling in her body telling her not to, but then she fights it and thinks she should just do it. She doesn't know how to really tell her or talk to her, though. Says, even though I realistically can do it, should I tell her I can't? Do I co-sign the loan to just help her out, or do I risk losing a dear friend by saying no? She saw my hesitation when she asked, and I could feel things get weird immediately. Okay, she wraps up and says, I told her to let me think about it, and I would let her know soon. Please help. I would greatly appreciate your advice. Thanks, Veronica. All right. Well, Veronica, this one's a little tough, right? Because it's money, it's friends, it's heartstrings, it's pulling out a lot of things, and you're just trying to be a good person. You want to be nice. Is co-signing it, though? I guess I got to think about it for a second, because maybe it is. Right, you're already helping her out, yeah? Giving her 20, 40 here, who knows how many that's at, you know, what's that added up to realistically? 200, one off, whatever. But you've probably known her for those last 10 years. So you feel like you're really close with her. You've met her kids, I'm sure, know them by name. They might call you auntie. So y'all feel like family. And she might not have many other people to depend on. But you've made yourself that person. You made yourself her person. Oh, this one's tough, man, because the kids are pulling at my heartstrings, too. I want to tell you no, but the reality is I'm not seeing too much. You haven't given her thousands, right? Buying the homie breakfast or lunch, that's nothing. That's no sweat off my back. That's going to come out in the wash. You my peoples. But a loan? How much is the loan for? I wish we knew how much the loan was for, because if I got to be real, it feels like two racks, $2,000, I'd do it. It feels like maybe, you know, $10,000, I don't know, actually. Yeah, that might change things for your boy. But I think you can co-sign. I do think you can co-sign. Call me crazy, but I do think you can co-sign, Veronica. I just think there's got to be a lot of stipulations to go with it, and you can't just willy-nilly go ahead and do it. I think there's got to be a few steps that might even supersede whatever steps the bank is going to have you do or whatever loan check cash in place you're going to. You feel me? So, okay. I could feel some of y'all's faces already telling me to tell her to co-sign, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to tell you how to co-sign next. We can all answer together from the Nicolay Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Veronica had been asked to do something uncomfortable by a friend, and that uncomfortable ask is to co-sign a loan. What do you think? Should she co-sign? Her friend's got two kids, small. She's always broke, though. 414-533-1037 is the number. We'll take your calls and your texts. We'll get to these voice notes next. Help Veronica out is What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Nah, I don't know if making it worse is it. I think I'm helping, and I think I'm helping the greater good here. So, what would DZ do today? Veronica wrote in and said her friend asked her to do something uncomfortable. And the ask was she asked her to co-sign a loan. Now, her friend has two small children. They've worked together for 10 years, probably more at this point. I don't know, but says borrow $20, $40 at a time, but let her borrow $200 once. And, you know, she's not rich herself, but she's good with money management and savings, all that good stuff. And feels like she can help because her mother was a single mother and she gets it. She feels it. I understand it. But a friend asked her to co-sign and she's probably got the heebie-jeebies about it. Going back and forth thinking, should I do it? Should I not? I realistically can do it, but is this enabling, right? That's what I'm guessing. And I said, I think she can co-sign the loan. And I'll tell you why, because I think there's differences here. She hasn't borrowed an obscene amount. And what I mean by you need to control the narrative is I think you guys have to have side contracts on your own, right? Agreements, things set in place, and a limit. Don't go loaning her just time and time and time again. I'm talking about this is a one and done, and then she shouldn't be asking you for $20 and $40 when you guys get breakfast or lunch or whatever. She shouldn't be asking you for $200 anymore when she needs her car fixed or something's going on, because she asked you to co-sign that loan so that she could catch up on bills and necessities. That means that after you co-sign, she should be set, and that conversation needs to be set before you actually co-sign. That's the only reason you can co-sign is if the agreement is in place. You and I will not be interchanging any more funds, no more monies from my honeys for you. Okay, my honeys is my honeys, your monies is your monies, and that is a split. We will continue this friendship as long as we can do that. Now, if you come asking me for $100 a month from now, dog, we gonna cut it. And that's the tough conversation that you gotta have, right? Because otherwise you are gonna burn that friendship, because she has crafted you as this person of support and dependency. You did that. You did that for her. You see your mother in her. I know what it is. You don't got to tell me nothing. You know, matter of fact, let's just get to the lines, because y'all are getting me arguing here with myself for no reason. Lisa in Sussex, good morning.
Hey,
fam.
How are you?
I'm out here getting myself mad, and I'm not even arguing with nobody yet.
I'm listening. But you know what? You got to draw the line on a co-sign. That's my rule.
So you say no? You say no.
I say no. She's putting her own finances at risk, for one.
Okay.
And she's got to weigh out the pros and the cons. And what would be the real benefit other than to try to keep this friend as a friend? She just tell her, she should understand. I can't say yes to a co-sign, because she may need something in the future, and the girl doesn't have the money to even pay her back.
You can't co-sign me back. That's what you're saying. She really can't. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, but then what about the fact that she just asked to help get caught up? Now, if you don't help her get caught up, guess what? In a week from now, she's going to be saying, hey, can you, you know, lend me $20? Hey, can you pay for lunch? Hey, can you grab bread? Hey, can you, you know, I gotta get gas, all of this. If you don't co-sign, it's only going to continue. That's why I said hard line, yes, co-sign, but then hard line that nothing goes past that, no more money at all. You ain't getting 20, you ain't getting 40. Because if you don't co-sign, guess who's asking?
She shouldn't continue to give her money at all for the little five.
Yeah.
You don't know who they can go to for $1 or $5 or $50 or $100 or $1,000.
You're not wrong.
You got to call it. No, I love you as a friend, but I have to draw the line on this co-star.
Yeah. I'm over here thinking about the babies and the fact that since they've worked together for 10 years, she's probably known these kids their whole lives.
They play on your strings like that. They do. Children's strings like that, you know?
Mm.
It can't be like that. I do feel you. You want to help out, but you can find other ways to help her out without putting your own finances at risk.
I feel that. Okay. Well, you kick it off. You say, no. Do not co-sign.
I said no,
DC. All right, fine.
Yeah, you're doing an awesome job today, DC, without Allie.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You know you got to hold it down for the homie and for y'all, too.
Hold it down.
That's right. Appreciate you holding me down. Thanks for your call.
Right.
We'll talk soon, okay?
Love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye. All right, well, Lisa buttering me up by saying love you. Man, after saying, no, DC, what's wrong with you? Oh, fine. Well, let's get to the next call. We got Jamie on the line calling out of Oak Creek. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello, Jamie. Hello, I'm here.
Hey, okay. I thought we lost you for a second. Well, we good? We good? No. Okay. So what would DZ do today? We trying to help Veronica out. Do you think yes cosign or no cosign? Be honest.
Hard line no. No, as someone like a previous relationship got my credit destroyed by my ex-husband, hard line no.
No matter what the circumstance.
No, she is ultimately on the hook. That's why they have somebody with good credit
right.
default, like cosign, because if she defaults, then she's liable for all of that. So I guess what I agree with you when you said absolutely having those hard conversations. I do feel for the kids. I have two little kids myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do feel horrible. However, maybe they can do something, an arrangement on the side. I don't know how much money she has herself, but can they arrange a loan system between the two of them, taking the banks out of it? So I know, like, growing up, my parents said, like, they did this with their uncle who was able to afford that. And they did, like, the interest rates, everything. It was just like a loan from the bank.
Oh.
But they had, like, contracts signed up, like, everything.
Yeah. No, but, Jamie, I'm following.
It doesn't. Then she's not on the hook. So, like, either way they do this, she would be out the money if she can't pay her back. But at least this way, she's not destroying her credit
her
on the same.
Credit, right. Protecting her own credit. And maybe since you already are basically giving her little loans when you quote on quote borrow her money. Ooh, Jamie.
Yeah, but I would do it again. Like, those conversations need to be had, like you said, and there needs something, like, I don't know, like, if you need to go, like, the lawyer route, because nobody's going to want to afford that, something where you, like, have something formal, like, maybe then go get notarized.
Yeah.
Something.
Nah, Jamie, listen, I've turned the page. I'm here with you. You could go ahead and stop talking. Yes, I think yes for you. Yes, what you said, Jamie. I'm on Jamie's team now.
And if she can't do, like, a big sum, like, say it is $2,000 or, like, whatever. Maybe they talk about installments.
Yeah.
Like,
I could loan you $400 here, $200.
I will do $400, and then you need to pay me back in X amount of days. And then if this happens again, I can do this or whatever. But
I mean, let's just keep it at $400. I like it. $400, you pay me back, and then that line of credit reopens. You're basically helping her save, because then what you could do is once she starts paying you back and, paying you back and back, you just start putting the money she's giving you 100% to the side, and it becomes basically her own little savings account that she's giving you back. Just give her that, and eventually one day she's going to be better off for it. I love the advice.
So that's where I would protect myself with still being a friend. And then if she's not okay with any of that, then the friendship to me is not as strong.
I agree. No, I agree completely, Jamie. No, for sure. And you taking the banks out of it, that blew my mind on that. You do a personal, independent, individual, one-to-one loan rather than saying, hey, let's go get both of our credits jacked up. I love it. Appreciate your call, Jamie. Yep.
Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. Bye. Wow, son. Just blew my whole mind with that. Man, you know what? We'll get to the last call, but I don't know Christina, I don't even know. Christina with the blue hair, good morning. We're going to take the call, but I don't know if we need it. Jamie really locked it down on that. I love that advice. What do you think?
Good morning. I mean, I agree with Jamie, but if this girl had a rich uncle, That's who she'd be asking the money from in the first place.
True, true.
So, and you already said that her friend is not rich. She just is smart
right.
with her money.
Exactly. That's what she said. That's
what
Veronica
said. I don't think she has $25,000, whatever, $3,000. I don't think she has that just sitting around.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to hit you with that. Absolutely not.
said nope, negative?
Nope. That's a negative. I come from the hood, and it took me a long time to get my credit right and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she makes the payment late, your credit is going to plummet.
Going to take that hit. Yeah.
It's going to plummet. And if baby girl had enough money to pay back a loan, baby girl wouldn't need a loan. So I think she should just let her know, look, I love you. I love the kids. I mean, if the friend is single, if she really wants to help her, why don't they all move in together if they're that tight?
Hey.
That'll help her pay bills. That'll help her out, you know, split everything down the middle, whatever.
Yeah.
But otherwise, putting your name on some money that you don't even have yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't got $5,000 in the bank, I'm not signing up to give you $5,000.
To give you $5,000, yeah. Yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah, Christina with the good hair. Thanks for bringing me back.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I should be in here alone for this one. So, yeah, I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm not going to answer. You all will answer. Because today's Am I the Jerk is like that. It says, am I the jerk if I lie about being pregnant? Now, I know some ears perked. But let me read it first. It says, Allie and DZ, my husband and I found out we were expecting almost 3 months ago now. And I want to know if I'm the jerk if I lie to our family about being pregnant. We haven't told anyone yet. His family or mine, and don't know if we want to anytime soon. I don't feel like I can bring myself to tell people so early, especially knowing the risks that are involved. And not to mention, we are a high-risk family, with my sister having suffered 2 miscarriages before she gave birth to her perfect twin boys. I feel like I need to lie. Immoral, I get it. But what other solution is there? I'd say I'm sick and not go, but I need to be there. It's family. Am I the jerk for lying to my family about being pregnant? Ayla. Beautiful name, by the way, Ayla. And this one's tough, you guys. Because in a sense, you're not really lying. You're just not telling people. Where I can see the lie is if you're out hanging with family. Hey, you want a drink? Oh, no, thanks. Why? I mean, it's Wisconsin. Somebody's going to ask why. What's wrong? Do you feel okay? And no, I don't want a drink isn't usually an acceptable answer. Normally, it's like, oh, my gosh, something's wrong. Or you're pregnant. And if somebody in the family calls it out, you don't want to be the person to go, no, 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 no. And that's where you think you're lying. That's what it is. That's where you think you're lying. Because you know somebody's going to ask you, oh, why aren't you drinking? Or, oh, why aren't you doing this? Or, oh, why aren't, you know, what's wrong? Oh, you're looking a little full there. You know, depending on whether you show early or not, like you might already look a little pregnant. Ooh, this one is tough, y'all. All I can say is, ooh, I don't want to answer because I wish you felt better. And I know you guys are probably happy. I'm not saying you guys aren't. What I'm saying is I wish you felt more comfort in where you're at and in your pregnancy. And trust me, I understand it. Haven't had two boys myself at different times. Haven't had two boys, one premature 2 months, and one perfectly quote-unquote normal pregnancy. It's, and no two pregnancies are the same. So I wish you weren't comparing yourself with your sisters. Or sister, excuse me. This one's tough. I think, yeah, you know what? No, I'm sitting here saying I think like I'm about to answer something. No, I'm not answering. Y'all are answering today. 414-533-1037. Is Ayla the jerk if she lies to her family about being pregnant? Calls, text, voice notes, next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Ayla wrote in and wants to know if she's a jerk for lying to her family about being pregnant. Said her and her husband found out about 3 months ago. So they're kind of through that first trimester and they haven't told anybody. She says she simply just can't bring herself to it, knowing the risk and that her family is high risk. Her sister suffered some miscarriages and, you know, now she's got boys, beautiful boys. But yeah, she's pregnant, assuming it's the first pregnancy, you know, because they're treating it really cautiously. But she already knows that it's immoral and just basically wants to know, am I the jerk for lying to my family about being pregnant? Says it like that. And I did not want to answer, so I left it to y'all. And we're going to get right to the lines for y'all to answer. Because on the line, we've got one of our regulars, one of the OGs. Somebody earned their theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Lisa and Stellywood. Morning. Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning, morning, fam. How we doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just at work working on a lovely 12-hour day.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Well, let's distract you for a little bit and see if we can't figure this out. Do you think Ayla is or isn't the jerk for lying to her family about being pregnant?
Well, you know, the thing is that a baby's going to probably come out in, like, a few months.
6 months?
So, like, she's past that first trimester. I get that she's worrying, but the part that gets me is she's comparing herself to the sister,
her sister-in-law,
whatever.
Yep.
They're all going to find out. And for her, this should be happy for her and not stressful.
Yeah.
And I feel that it is a jerky move to not tell them and to be so down on herself, especially. The only reason I'm saying that is because she's past the first trimester.
Sure. No, I get
she's
that.
She's past the high risk. So I feel it is kind of a jerky move to not share happy news with your family.
Well, and think about this. And now I'm not, like, obviously I can't get pregnant, right? But you don't want to put that.
Well, you and Eric can.
Yeah, well, right. But me physically, like.
Baby number three.
The stress on the body, right? Like the thinking, the negativity. Everybody says you got to be positive when you're pregnant. The baby feels all things you feel. All these things. So I'm sitting here going, I don't want her going to the holidays or going to wherever, avoiding family, and then going, oh, no, I'm not pregnant. Now, is it probably excessive in thought to think, oh, the baby's going to start feeling that stress and, oh, feeling negated and, oh, the baby? No, probably not. But what I do feel is that family is your biggest support system. And even though you do feel like it is a risk and things can happen outside of the first trimester, that family, your people, those are going to be the people that are going to hold you down. Didn't
right? They're your support system.
They're your support. They're your anchors, along with your husband. Did not. I don't know this, but did you not support your sister when she went through her miscarriages? I'm assuming so. I'm just making the assumption. But if you're worried about it because of your sister on this end, you probably were worried about your sister on her end when it was her going through it.
Yep. And they're your family, so they're going to find out either way. So I just don't understand why she's hiding it if she's past that high
Imagine a family member they just know, they could tell. Sometimes family members are weird like that. Imagine that you do lie, and then a week later, they really, really find out and go, I knew it, and I'm mad at you for lying to me about it.
Yeah.
If you lie to your family, they'd be ticked off when they do find out that you're pregnant.
That's why I'm saying it's a jerk move for lying to them, especially if they call her out on it flat out. I mean, to not say something's one thing. She could probably skate by and not say anything.
Yeah, but if she gets asked.
Yeah. She's worrying about it.
Okay, I like it. No, you know what? I actually seem to agree with you. I said I wasn't going to answer, but clearly I picked my side. I'm saying she's the jerk, but I'm going to get you off the line before I get yelled at.
Bye, DC. Love you.
I love you back. Have a great day. Ooh. All right. Lisa done kicked it off just like that. Now let's get to the next call because we got somebody out of Milwaukee. Tiffany, you there?
I'm here.
Tiffany, good morning. All right. Now, you heard Lisa go, and I ain't going to lie, I kind of agreed with what she was saying, but that was just because she was first on the line. What do you think? Is Ayla the jerk or not the jerk for lying to her family about being pregnant?
I am so triggered. I know you guys mean that probably with, like, serious love and, like, all of the good intentions.
Yeah.
But how do we know that telling everybody won't cause her stress?
Mm.
How do we know that maybe she just doesn't want the spotlight on her? It's Christmas.
Mm.
How do we know maybe the day after Christmas she won't go tell her family? It's not a jerky move. Nobody can know what she's feeling.
Right.
And you know what? If she has the right man,
That's all the support system she needs. They could be looking at each other and, like, all smiling on the inside because they know what's going on and they're excited and they're happy. That doesn't mean she has stress on the baby or she's stressed out just because she doesn't want to tell the family.
I hear you.
There could be a big mouth cousin at the Christmas party. She don't want the whole world to know. There could be a negative Nancy at Christmas, and she doesn't want to know. We just don't know.
I'm following.
She's not saying she's not going to tell the family. She just says for Christmas right now, she doesn't want to tell anybody.
Right. Well, she did say, and we don't know if we want to tell anybody anytime soon. What if you get through all of the holidays and then don't tell nobody? Tiffany, lie to me and tell me that the little ultrasound picture in a little envelope isn't going to be the best present that you could give somebody. Lie to me and tell me it's not. Lie to me and tell me that ultrasound isn't the best picture. That's free 99 right there, too.
Man, listen, this is her joy. This is her present. Let them tell people when they want to. And you know what? If, let's just say, my sister lied to me and didn't tell me right away, I would be a little upset. But it's like a happy lie. You know what I mean? It's like still a happy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be mad at you.
You ain't going to hold it against her.
Let them be stress-free and tell people when they want. That's their thing to tell.
Fair.
That's the one thing. That's their thing to tell.
That's fair. No, that's fair. I received that. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. Favorite bartender, Tiffany.
Yes, you already know. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Ooh, well, we split 50-50. And I don't know if this next caller was realizing there was about to be the tiebreaker. Yada, good morning.
Good morning.
We got Yada calling out of Milwaukee. All right, Yada. Or should I say Yara for anybody that doesn't understand
God,
the role of R.
Why would you do that to me?
Yara? No, Yada, talk to me for real, for real. What do you say? You're the tiebreaker, big shoes, Ish, Ayla, the jerk or not the jerk for lying to her family about being pregnant. Go.
I'm with Tiffany. She is not the jerk at all.
Okay. Same reasons or what?
But she almost took all the words out of my mouth. I've lived this situation.
Oh, okay.
Where I've had losses, and then I've had very healthy babies. And sometimes there's people that you don't want to be spreading the news before you get to tell certain people in person.
Big mouth cousin.
Big mouth cousin, big mouth family members. And it's nobody's, she's under no obligation to live under somebody else's standards of when she and her husband are supposed to tell people that she's pregnant.
True. There's no rule. That's true. That's very true.
There's no rule. I think that's where a lot of people feel pressure. Like, that's where this caller's feeling pressure, because she thinks that she's supposed to do what other people expect her to do. I should have already told people that I'm pregnant when it's really nobody else's decision but hers and her husband.
That's right. No, that's right. Yeah. No, okay. I receive everything you guys are saying. So today, not the jerk. Lie to the family. Tell them when you want. This is your story. No, it sounds funny because it's like, lie to the family, but it's not a lie. At the end of the day,
she doesn't lie unless somebody asks her directly and she says no.
That part. Okay, Yada, we appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Hold on 1 second. Go ahead,
Tony. Hi, BT. Hi, youngin'. I hear you back there. I was going to make sure I said what's up to you, too. Appreciate you saying hi, y'all. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
Have a great day.
All right. Bye. Ooh-wee. Not the jerk. That works that out today. Go ahead, Ayla. Don't tell the family. Matter of fact, just pull up with the baby one day and be like, oh, what? This? Yeah, no, we had this last week. Yeah, no, this whole thing. This baby been here. Where you been? We appreciate y'all so much. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Buenos dias. Good morning. I want to say, first things first, shout out to Shaboozy, because I just read somewhere that him and Lil Nas X got the longest running country song. Ooh, on the top 100. Shout out to that man doing work. Yes, that just feels good, don't it? All right, now back to what I was talking about, because Thanksgiving. You know me, I like food. I think Thanksgiving is a day to eat. And yesterday, I let y'all know, like, I just straight up said, y'all blew my mind by saying that some of you guys go to buffets instead of actually cooking a home-cooked meal. That was brand new to me. I would consider it untraditional. Untraditional, right? Let's just say it like that. It was an untraditional way to spend Thanksgiving,
And I felt like it was brand new. I felt crazy. I felt wild for even saying I had never fathomed that before, when I'm sure I've heard of it somewhere and just didn't think it was real. But it got me thinking. And then somebody texted in and said, oh, we don't even do dinner. We just go to the movies.
What?
So there's no beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, nothing? No hog? No lamb? Nada? Nothing? Wow. That's unconventional. And my gears started going. So what are some unconventional ways to celebrate this holiday? For me, lifelong experience has always been you put your best fit on and then you don't go anywhere. You might get in the car for the car ride to where you're going, but it's not like you're going anywhere. You're wearing your absolute dopest outfit for nothing, to hopefully not get cranberry sauce on it. Honestly, watch the shoes, cuzzo. Don't step on my feet, unk. I'm wearing new J's today for nobody. I'm in front of y'all, and y'all see me in my bummy clothes all the time. So why am I dressed up for y'all now? That's tradition. You know, you hang out with the fam, you watch some sports, you eat some food, you kicking it. You might take a walk with your cousins or something. I don't know how y'all live y'all lives, but people are out here having fun on Thanksgiving. But is it untraditional fun? I feel like I'm absolutely brand new to this. Nobody put me on game. I, quite frankly, didn't know the movie theaters were open on Thanksgiving. I thought everything closed down because everybody was supposed to be home and having fun, enjoying time. It's time to give thanks. So why would I go somewhere? Why would I be at the movie theater? Why would I be at the mall? Now, Black Friday shopping, completely different. But what are other unconventional ways to celebrate Thanksgiving? I know whoever texted yesterday can't be the only person not worried about Turkey Day, not worried about cooking dinner, not worried about none of y'all or whatever we're all doing, because they got their own tradition. Do you guys, call me crazy, but does anybody out there just scrap Thanksgiving completely, ignore it, and just move straight into Christmas? The blasphemy. What do you think? What you got? Take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. What unconventional ways have you heard of, or do you celebrate Thanksgiving? We're not talking about turkey in the oven. We're not talking about the stuffing and the fixings. We're talking about no dinner. What else do you do? 414-533-1037. Unconventional day traditions. We'll take your calls and texts next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias. We're talking about unconventional ways to celebrate Turkey Day. Now, not everybody's about the turkey. Not everybody's about the stuffing or the greens. Honestly, not everybody's about the holiday period. I think that's crazy because it's my favorite holiday, but I'm not gonna call y'all crazy if you don't like it for some reason, right? Well, let's get to some of the texts because we got a lot rolling in. Somebody said our family this year is doing the prime rib for the main course. Not the best fit for the semi-business attire. Shout out to June and Elkhorn. Somebody else said, follow up. They go to the movies. They don't have any turkey, no chicken, no dinner. They just go to the movies. Wow. Someone else said, our Thanksgiving tradition is playing drinking version of Jenga and Uno. They said, I don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, but it's not by choice. My kids go to their dad's side of the family for Thanksgiving every year because I don't really have much family on my side to make a huge dinner. So they say they just try to ignore it and forget that it's Thanksgiving, but they definitely do miss all the good food, though. You better tell your kids to bring you home a plate. What? Now, okay. This one's tugging at my heartstrings. My brother passed away the day after Thanksgiving, so we go and visit his memorial stone on Thanksgiving. Pretty unconventional. Yeah, I'd say so, Bella. And actually, I can relate because you remind me of myself. My cousin, Sammy Samuel, who we named my son after our firstborn, Sammy Young Samurai. He actually passed a couple days before Thanksgiving. And one of the toughest things that I've struggled to get through is that we were talking about getting together for Thanksgiving and how we were going to try to make it work. And I wasn't sure if it was going to happen. And yeah, in the middle of that whole conversation, you know, he ended up unfortunately losing his life, and we weren't able to celebrate Thanksgiving together. But what ended up happening is that Thanksgiving turned into his funeral service. And yeah, really, it just gets into my brain. Not to bring it down there, Bella, but you brought me into it. And yeah, I just might need to go slide and visit his memorial stone on Thanksgiving one of these days. Now, it's hard. It's hard. But yeah, we're going to get there. Now, you know what? Let me get out my own feels, man, Bella, because you got me thinking about my cousins and my family. Let me go ahead and get to the crazy one in the crew. One of the OGs. You love her. We do too. Saucy.
Hey there, hey my friends.
Morning, Saucy. Okay, now morning. You heard me out here catching into my feels, thinking about Thanksgiving and all that stuff.
You got me into my feels. Well,
Bella got us in our feels, but no.
Sing it, Bella.
Let's take it back, because we're talking about unconventional ways that people celebrate Thanksgiving. What do you guys do?
Okay, so as a kid, I never celebrated Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving because my dad was always deer hunting.
Oh, yeah. It was like Orange Friday or whatever.
Yeah. Widow weekend. Widow time.
Thank you. I'm not a hunter. Can you tell?
Yeah, no.
Well, that's probably some people's tradition. They don't do a Thanksgiving nothing. They're hunting.
Yeah.
So what did you guys end up doing?
We had something a couple days before, like the weekend before. And then we would go to the movies. We would go to the movies on Thanksgiving Day.
On actual Thanksgiving Day. Also, it wasn't even at night. You guys would go during the day. And then what would you guys do at night? Just eat whatever?
We didn't have anything special.
Regular dinner.
We ate.
Honestly, it might have been McDonald's that day. Who knows?
Facts.
Whoa. Hey, that's kind of hard, though, because then it means you grew up with a different experience and one that so many other people probably shared. Yeah. I like that.
You know what, though? What? I do love turkey. Turkey's my freaking favorite. I will cook a turkey for no reason.
Oh, well, see.
Because I love the turkey sandwiches.
Saucy, that's why it's not special to you, because you be eating turkey on a random Wednesday.
Facts. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not hating whatsoever. I'm just saying, you be eating a lot of turkey. That's why you don't be worried about Thanksgiving. The rest of us,
not at all.
We eat it maybe twice a year, the day of and the day after.
Man, y'all, you gotta get in with the program, because you make the turkey and you got a meal for the entire week and you lunches.
Oh, Saucy. Hey, listen to this. Somebody just texted in and said, my family bounces back and forth between doing two things. We either volunteer for the less fortunate at Thanksgiving dinners, or we run a turkey trot. Depends on the year and how we're all feeling. Oh.
I've heard of that. I've heard of the turkey trot.
Yeah, you ain't going to make me run.
Yeah, no, I ain't running. Sorry.
listen, Saucy.
How about that?
Not for us. We're going to eat our turkey, dog.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll be laying in my bed taking a nap.
Thank you. That part. For Saucy, we appreciate your call. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Much love.
Much love. Bye. All right, we're going to get to our next call here. Never mind. Sorry. Phone lines dropped. I hope we ain't having no phone issues, but let me see what else in the text say. Oh, this is cute. We do still do Thanksgiving dinner, but it is modified. Nothing big, nothing crazy, because our main tradition is taking our family Christmas photo that day. There y'all go, coming in the clutch. See, unconventional Thanksgiving traditions. Appreciate y'all.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
All right, I'm wasting no time today because it's something special. Y'all heard me say it before, and in case you missed it, the little victory to start and end the show could vary at any point in time. And we got a surprise on this one, y'all. Y'all just sit tight. Now, I told you guys it was a surprise, and it's surprise time. We got homegrown Janesville's own Wisconsin native comedian Pete Lee in the house.
I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited to be coming to Milwaukee this weekend. I can't wait to go to the Milwaukee Improv in Brookfield.
Yeah, so you're going to be there this weekend, right? You're going to be there a couple days. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but first show on the 29th is a 7:30 show, right?
Yep, the first show is a 7:30 show. It's going to be such a blast. I'm not, you know, I'm coming back home to Wisconsin, and I miss the accents already, you know. Oh, no, we don't talk like that. No, we don't.
Oh, no, like, Larry, yeah, not at all. Not at all, eh?
Oh, no, no, we're just going to go down to the tavern. I actually don't think that Wisconsin people have an accent. I just think that we learned how to talk from drunk adults.
You're such a fool. Come on, man.
I literally think my dad was like, "Do you want to go to kindergarten today?" And I was like, "LMNOP."
You're such, hey, Pete Lee, you're a fool, man. Or should I say, Uncle Jonas?
Yeah, I do look like a Jonas uncle. That's so funny.
Yeah, because, hey, there's Nick, there's Joe, and then there's Unc. Forget the rest. Man, let me ask you about being from Wisconsin, because I'm going to be honest, what I know about Janesville doesn't stretch far past the Milton House and El Rob Bowl, so you're going to have to put me on. What is there to do in your hometown of Janesville?
I mean, pretty much drinking. I don't know if you've ever met anyone, or like, have you ever, where are you from originally?
Originally from Columbia, South America, fam.
Oh, Columbia, South America. Wow, yes. All right. I've been there before. It was amazing. But, like, when people that are not from Wisconsin meet Wisconsin people and they drink with us, they're like, "Did you just get out of the Navy? Like, how are you drinking that much alcohol?" I think that's pretty much what you do in Janesville.
It was drinking Wisconsinably, and some might say Janesvillably.
I would say drink Janesvillably, although that does put a picture of in my head of a guy that's just sitting on the bar stool at the townie bar. Which, who are we kidding? Everybody that you know in Wisconsin also has a bar in their basement.
Yeah, oh yeah, come on now, because drinks are always cheaper at home, Pete Lee. Listen, man, you got me on a roll. I definitely want to come check you out at the Improv, man, but the Improv is just here. You do so many other things. I mean, people don't even know that you're a writer, that I would argue and say you're the first residency comedian on Fallon. And, bruh, for the OGs that actually remember, Comedy Central Premium Blend, let's go. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny because, like, I'll have parents come up to me in airports that are with their, you know, teenage kids, and they'll be like, "Oh, my God, we love you from Comedy Central." And their kids are like, "What is that?
What's Comedy Central?" Oh, man. The dagger to the heart. No.
Yeah. It's so funny. But then the kids will be like, "Oh, we know you from TikTok." And the parents will look at me like, "Oh, you dance?"
Oh, you do the Renegade?
Yeah. You bet I do.
That's
yeah,
right.
I'm so happy that I, you know, I mean, I'm a big part of this internet generation. If you follow me at Pete Lee, I actually post a new clip almost every single day. And I do a lot of crowd work. I like to improvise with the crowd. That's one of my favorite things. But so I am a part of this new, you know, stand-up generation that is posting clips all the time. But yeah, I was a cast member on Best Week Ever on VH1 for a long time. You know, I was on different TV shows. Jimmy Fallon and I actually, we were working on a sitcom before COVID happened. But
is that a teaser into the future? Hold on, Pete Lee. Did you just drop a little gem? What's up?
I might have dropped a little gem, but also nobody watches television anymore. So if we do release it, I want it to be on like a streamer, like a Netflix or something like that.
Wink, wink. Netflix, hit them up. Pete Lee, Janesville's own, man. Honestly, all I got to say is make sure you guys catch him November 29th, the 30th, or December 1st. He's going to be at the Improv in Brookfield with his Snuggle Storm tour. And just real quick, I got to ask, that the name Snuggle Storm, that's the name of the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. The podcast that I've been doing is called Snuggle Storm Podcast. And, it all came up. There was this, this lady that was like 90 years old that was in the front row of my show, and it was in Madison, Wisconsin. And she was such a drinker that she brought her own cooler to the show, and she would get served 6 beers at a time. And she was just like drinking them like they were a cap full of beer, you know?
Yeah.
And, she was all saucy, and she's like, "I'm going to take you home later." And I was like, I'm like, there's going to be a shawl on my bedroom floor. And I was talking smack to her, you know? I'm like, I can't wait to unpin your brooch. You know?
Hey, yo, no. Not the brooch.
Yeah, I can't wait to unpin your brooch. And then she goes, "I'll meet you in the lobby after the show." And then I go, "Oh, it's going to be a Snuggle Storm." And that it came from there. And this lady did really snuggle me up, you know, in the lobby. this 90-year-old drinking lady. But, you know, we didn't hook up or anything. I just want to let people know that.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. The Snuggle Storm definitely didn't happen. And that's why you didn't name the podcast or the tour after the Snuggle Storm. Of course not. Of course not, Pete Lee. Come
on. You know, she's the one that got away to heaven, probably.
But you're still chasing Gladys down, man.
Gladys.
Well, boy, Pete Lee, the native, the dog, man, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you, man. We appreciate you joining the show, man. Again, check him out November 29th, 30th, or December 1st at the Milwaukee Improv in Brookfield. Get them tickets, y'all.